Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.
Hello, my name is Alex Langley and I work at an inpatient psychiatric hospital in Bellmead, New Jersey. I work with populations ranging from 12 through 90 plus. By the time these clients are referred to us or sought out inpatient treatment, they're at their most vulnerable stage in life. I worked with a large population of Southeast Asian at various stages of their lives. Some of the things that I have observed in teenager populations that are physical, hormonal changes in everyday life, social pressure, with added academic stressors from South Asian parents, which is extremely crucial for their development. These teens are expected to get the best of grades, the highest honors, and everything to gain acceptance into most elite colleges. Parents also place a lot of their own hopes and dreams onto these kids. Teens are constantly under the pressure of living up to their parents' expectations, and it's extremely difficult for their developing brains to function with such stressors going on around them. It's difficult for them to reach out and ask someone for support because they may feel like their problems are trivial compared to what their parents' struggles have been. This may possibly be results of parents kind of conveying that to them, that, you know, they feel that they've provided everything to them and that they should be all set for success, and then they shouldn't be complaining about anything, or even just self-guilt of feeling like, you know, this is my parents' stories. They came as immigrants. They worked so hard to put me through, and now I'm struggling. As parents, I feel that we should aim to first and foremost validate their struggles, providing these teens with empathy. So not just saying like, oh, I get it, but whatever. Don't brush it off. Kind of acknowledging it itself makes a world of difference. Understand that your teenager may make choices which, you know, would be a lot different than yours. And accepting that it's not necessarily that they're trying to disrespect you or that their choices are wrong. It's just that, you know, you have to encourage them to think for themselves, discuss topics that are maybe even uncomfortable for you. So just starting up a dialogue and even be open to them about attending therapy, because, you know, they do go through all of these different changes and stressors, which you may not have ever dealt with, or you're not even understanding of those. So I believe that, you know, just a parental acceptance of what they're going through is much more than just brushing them off.
Zalak, what are the things that you would like to share with parents as signs that they should look out for in their children, which are actually not overt, but definitely signs of stress?
Working with them, another aspect I see is that there are instances of abuse at home, which individuals are not able to disclose to anyone due to patriarchy, family dynamics, fear of not being believed, shame due to the honor and or reputation of the family, which is held at a very high standard. These kind of things leave teenagers vulnerable to lifelong emotional and mental health issues. Especially so, for example, domestic violence is not only limited to just physical abuse, but mental, emotional, as well as sexual abuse at times. This can lead to long-lasting trauma and suicidal tendencies that they struggle with throughout their lives. Some of the signs of adolescents struggling with depression as a result from all of these different stressors in their lives are that the parents can look out for would be increased irritability, acting out, becoming defiant, isolating, self-harming by cutting themselves, burning themselves, or even pulling their eyelashes and or hair out to be able to cope with all of these different stressors. There are also teenagers who give in to peer pressure and begin experimenting with alcohol and other substances as a way to cope with their complicated feelings. again, you know, some of the signs that you can look out for that your teenager is glazed expressions, abandoning friends who may have been a good influence on them, rapidly changing grades, behavioral changes such as increased irritability, jittery, sudden changes in interests. And also the biggest thing would be items and or money missing around in your house. So again, you know, there are ways for parents to create healthy relationship with their children to be able to guide them towards making a better decision. And as I previously mentioned, this can be achieved by providing a safe environment where these teenagers feel accepted and know that as a parent, you're receptive to what they have to say. And that leads to mutual respect, which will overall improve both relationships.
Stay tuned to hear from children, parents, and teachers about education, anxiety, the future, and decoding education.